This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.
Time to shake the moneymaker again, Gab, and see what pops out. Now, you remember, not so long ago, I came to the party with one of my ideas, something that I found online that I wanted to stock here in Australia and make some money off of, and you gave it a big fat no. That product was sauna pants.
Yes. Oh, such a ridiculous idea. No sauna one wants pants. A sweaty groin.
It was a pair of pants that you wear, like shorts, that there's
heat
a sauna.
Up.
Yeah, they heat up, so they heat up your area
your
there.
Your nether region.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's really unhealthy for men, isn't it? Like, can't it kill off the baby-making stuff?
I don't know. I'm no doctor. I'm no scientist. I don't really know.
Don't think it's meant to get that hot.
Anyway, you said no to it. So whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, it's not happening. It's not happening.
But I
like the idea of a personal sauna. So I have found another idea that's sauna related. This one's called the Total Sauna. Now check this out first and then I'll explain. Okay.
Until now, installing a personalized sauna in a home was pretty much reserved only for millionaires. But with Total Sauna, you can have the same relaxing treatment in the comfort of your own home for next to nothing. And it takes up very little space, so you can use it anywhere, anytime, while watching TV, reading, talking on the phone, whatever you want to do. The Total Sauna is so fast and easy to use. Just pour water inside the steamer, turn the switch on, and within a short time, the steam goes to work. Then just sit back and relax away up to 500 calories in a half hour.
Sounds so good, and it is so good, but here's the thing.
Mm.
All right, just to describe it, it's like a tent, okay? So you put this little tent in your house, maybe in front of the TV or whatever.
Yep.
You step inside. It doesn't have windows or anything. It has a hole in the roof, like a sunroof in your tent.
So you put your head through.
You put your head through. So you put a little seat in there, you sit down, your head pokes through so you can watch the TV, you can read a book, you can do whatever you want, you can talk to your family whilst the rest of your body enjoys the benefits of a sauna.
You know what? I don't personally like a sauna because I feel like I can't breathe in them because it's always so, the air is so thick.
Yeah.
So not having my head in the sauna.
That's a win.
Is a definite win.
So, what are you thinking? I'm thinking I might be getting a yes here.
What's the safety? The safety aspects around it. Like, what happens if it gets too hot? Do you just undo the zip?
Yeah, that's right. You just undo the zip. You just step out of it, Gab. Step out of it. Yes, I'm getting a yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Yay!
Surprising.
That is awesome.
But yes.
Hey, there's a win. I'm happy with that.
I've been offering up my services of art to the people of the community because I drew a picture of my puppy dog. It was gorgeous. It was really beautiful and everyone loved it so much they sent in photos of their own animals. So I've been drawing people's pets for them.
Yeah, Gabby's Not So Lifelike Pet Art Service is something
very,
that was created. And
very
what Gabby does is she takes a photo of somebody's beautiful pet, whether it be a dog, a cat, a bird.
A cockatoo.
Yes, that's right. Even a pet rock. And she turns it into something that is unique. Now, I didn't say it's good.
No, it pretty much looks exactly like the photo. That's how we go.
No, it really doesn't. Now, what I am amazed by is people's responses to this.
Yeah.
Like, they see the photo, obviously, they've sent through, and they compare it to the picture that you have drawn.
Yeah,
and they still have nice things to say.
They do. Everyone has absolutely adored the drawings that they have received so far. And we have another hopefully happy customer on the line. Kayla, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, you've sent through a photo of your dog, Xena. What kind of dog is it?
She's a Rottweiler.
Rottweiler, yeah.
Absolutely beautiful Rottweiler,
yes,
can I
very
say.
Nice.
Very hard to draw because very serious look on the face. Couldn't quite get the expression, but I did my best. I did my best, and I've drawn Xena. Would you like to see it, Kayla?
I would love to.
All right, I'm sending it through to you right now so you can check it out on that message that we have going at the moment, and you can give us your very first reaction, your first impressions.
Mm-hmm.
It's sending through... Oh, there we go.
That's adorable.
Yes, it is. It is adorable, right?
Can somebody just tell the truth? Okay, so what do you like? What is so adorable about this picture?
You can actually see the seriousness that she kind of had in the photo.
I know, right? Nailed the expression, yeah? Yep. I really put a lot of effort into that.
Yep, that's adorable.
Kayla, are you looking at the same drawing?
Yeah.
Okay.
She definitely is, and she loves it. You know what, though? She knew what to expect. She saw my first drawing. She's seen the last 20 that I've done. She didn't have expectations as high as the roof because she knows what my drawing is like. So if your expectations aren't too high, you can only be, I guess, happy. Like, they can't go any lower.
if you're expecting the worst, then you get something that's not quite the worst, but very close. At least it's a tiny improvement.
Yeah, you're impressed.
Is that what we're working on, Kayla?
Yep,
there we go. There we go. We're finally
explanation
starting
nailed.
To dive into the truth here.
All right, well, I'm going to put this photo up on our Facebook page along with about 9 others that I've done this week and in comparison with the photo that I was sent as well. So if you want to check them out, you can go to the Facebook page, Hit South Queensland, take a look, and I've only got about 15 more to go.
Kayla, would you be interested in buying that that picture?
Sure.
How much would you pay for it?
Maybe $10.
$10?
$10.
You're going to be rich.
Yeah.
You're going to be
ripping a killing out of it.
You're going to be ripping off a lot of people,
Kat. I'm okay with that.
Actually, I would too. Kayla, thanks for your time this morning.
No worry.
You remember last week on the show we had local musician Taylor May join us?
Yes.
Super talented, and she is doing something extra special and new.
Yeah, it's this new talent show, but it's based solely on social media. So it's called The Share Space. It's on YouTube. And it wasn't an audition process. She was actually selected because of her already pretty high profile on social media when it comes to
her
covers.
She's got some skills.
She does. And so there's only 8 people in the share space. Mm-hmm. She's one of them. They do a solo each week, and the way that they win a contract at the end is by getting the most amount of interaction on their videos. So each time they post a social or a collaboration within the share space, if you like, comment, or share, or all of the above, that's how you get her ahead of the competition. And that's how at the end of the 30 days, she could be with that recording contract.
So she releases a single every week.
Yeah.
She has just released her latest one, as in the one for this week.
Yeah, so this is a cover of Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, check this out. You don't really care about the trials of tomorrow. You'd rather stay awake in bed full of sorrow. I'm in the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything that shines ain't always done. I'll be gold. Yeah, I'll be fine. So cool.
So cool. Uber talented.
Yeah.
It's actually ridiculous, the vocals that come out of such a tiny girl.
Mm.
It's insane. But if you want to check out her video, her solo that she's already released this week, you can go to our Facebook page. That's the easiest way to find it, Hit South Queensland. But if you do go to the share space on YouTube, there's plenty of other videos. There's an introductory video on Taylor May and the other contestants. There's like
Forget the other contestants.
But there's behind the scenes videos. There's so much fun going on in the house that they're all sharing for the next 30 days.
Cool.
So definitely worth a look. And get behind her.
Yes,
we want our local girl to win.
Exactly. I don't know whether to put out a blanket apology, Gab, for what is about to happen because it's me singing, or just put it out there and own it. I just really be proud of my work.
Well, you sound very nervous about it, so I reckon apologise now, and then you're covered.
Look, we know I cannot sing, and when the weather is bad outside and I can't go outside, I go a little stir-crazy, and I think things would be a good idea until they're not. And they're proven not. And it's always, when I'm singing, it's a bad idea.
It normally is,
sing.
And you did a couple of rain songs yesterday, songs that you reworked to be more about the weather.
Yeah, that's right. One was Imagine Dragons and Thunder. Pretty easy reworking when you're talking about weather. The other one was Khalid's Young, Dumb and Broke, which sounds a bit like this. So you're still thinking of me, just like I know you should. I cannot give you everything, you know I wish I could. Yeah, so reworked it and ended up doing something along the lines of this. Young, dumb, young, young, dumb and so old, right down into the skin.
It wasn't great.
No, it wasn't great. You did say, because
it was still going to be pretty poor weather, you might come up with another one. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to come up with a song that you reworked this time around.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give you a real challenge.
Mm.
So I went with Ed Sheeran's Galway Girl.
Yeah, which is... Easy.
So many words to work with.
No, that's way, way, way. I accepted the challenge
you
yesterday.
Because you didn't realise what you were getting yourself in for.
It was so hard. so hard. So last night I sat down to try and rework it. I had a blackout halfway through and I nearly gave up the ghost. I nearly went, you know what? Nah, not going to do it. I blame the blackout. I'm not going to do it. But I did.
You persevered.
Persevere, and I have come up with something that I am not proud of. So are you ready to have a listen to this?
Oh, I am so ready.
I got in super early this morning. I did 1,000 takes on this, and this is the best. So that's saying something.
Wow. Okay.
All right. I'm not going to say enjoy, but take a listen to this.
It rained in the middle of a great weekend, so we stayed inside, tried to play some games. Got bored pretty quick, so I took them by the hand, said, guys, we've just got to leave. We started on the main street, had an umbrella, stared up at the sky, there's no relief so far. They asked me, what does it mean, that lame ink on your arm? I said, it's a fingo, I lost a bet, now move on. We've got Addie, he's a crier, Sammy's more fun. I once asked my wife whether we should have stopped at just one. I love my kids, I don't want any more, so on these rainy days, I'd rather do some chores. It rained in the middle of a great weekend, so we stayed inside, tried to play some games. Got bored pretty quick, so I took him by the hand. Said, guys, we've just gotta live with this weather ever. Move along. I just want it all to move along.
That's it. That's...
Wow. Bit of an Irish rap gone wrong.
You can only blame yourself for that.
I knew it was going to be a toughie, but when you accepted the challenge, I was like, he doesn't know the song. Nah. This is going to be hilarious.
Yes, and that's what I came up with.
Have I cured you? Do you not want to do any more songs?
Nah, don't want to do any more.
Wonderful.
That's me done. That's a win for everyone.
Yes, my plan worked. There's been some pretty crazy weather around the region in the last couple of days. And last night, Hamish, you had a blackout.
I did.
And I actually didn't realise this until I received a message from you late yesterday afternoon to say, hey, just a heads up, I've got a blackout. I've got barely any battery left on my phone. There's a big chance my alarm won't go off in the morning.
Yep.
So if you rock up to work and I'm not there yet, call my home phone. Here's the number.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, no worries. That sucks. This is really stressful, but we'll get through it. And then I thought about it.
Will you get through it?
Well, yeah. But then I thought about what I took from this message is you have a home phone?
I do have a home phone, yeah.
I have never owned a home phone. So I've been out of home for, 6 years or something now. Mm. And I've never owned a home phone. And yes, it gets annoying when you call up with internet issues and they're like, plug a phone in. Is there a dial? I'm like, I don't have a phone. Who has a phone? No one has a phone.
Well, I have a phone.
You have a home phone.
Well, here's the thing. I need the phone line for the internet. So I had a spare phone hanging around. I plug it in. Simple as that.
I've never even owned a home phone just to be able to plug in. I've never owned one. I have my mobile. That's all I've ever needed.
Do you want one? I've got some spares.
No, I've got NBN now. I don't I don't rent a line anymore, so not necessary. I don't see the point in having a home phone because I'm never home, or I wouldn't answer it anyway, to tell you the truth, because I like to be able to have caller ID on my mobile before I decide whether or not I'm going to pick it up or whether I'm going to screen mum. But 13, 12, 16, I want to know who out there still has a home phone.
Give us a call on it, why don't you?
Yeah, call us on your home phone. My parents still have one.
Yeah, set them on.
But neither of my sisters do. I don't. None of my cousins do. Like, I know very few people that have a home phone.
I'll just quickly admit that we're not too far from losing the home phone. The only reason we have it on is so my parents can call because they hate calling on mobile. So they love the landline.
My mum switched provider just so she'd get free mobile calls to me because I refused to get one.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So 13, 12, 16, do you still rock a home phone?
Steve's on the line, mate. You rock a home phone?
Yeah, we do.
And why?
Don't have a choice. The phone service is terrible in Highfield.
That makes sense. Yep. Okay, I get it. I get it. If you've got terrible mobile phone service, it is a necessity.
My mobile phone service isn't great. If I'm on the phone, my mobile phone, I have to stand out either in the front yard or the backyard. So that's
exactly.
Not,
yeah. You had to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that a weird thing with houses these days? Because I've just moved into my new house, right? And the signal is blocked in the middle of the house. When you're outside, it's fine, but when you're inside, can't get a signal. What is that?
I don't know.
Maybe they're just forcing me to get a home phone.
Maybe they're doing that, yes. Yeah, it's a
huge conspiracy.
It's a huge conspiracy. And the whole world is against you.
I think it is.
Or at least telecommunications, Gab. Steve, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
And now to Caitlin on 13, 12, 16. Are you still rocking a home phone, Caitlin?
Yes, we are.
And why is your family doing it?
I've no idea.
Just because it's the thing to do.
Yeah.
Is it because mum and dad have just gone, yeah, we're having a home phone no matter what?
I think so.
Do you get many calls on it?
Yeah, all the time.
Do you? Okay. Well, yep. I only get, like, one call, and that is from my parents.
Yeah.
So
when it rings, you know it's your parents. Yeah, you know whether you want to answer it or not.
That's right. Absolutely correct.
Or it could be telemarketers. Do you get them?
No, I don't get them.
Don't even get them?
No.
Wow.
We're off their list even, so that's great.
Great news.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. So it's really just, I guess, people that are wanting to hold on to the mobile, the home phone.
The old technology.
Yeah, the old technology.
Very handy in the case of a blackout.
Yeah, well, if your battery runs out,
yeah.
If your phone is electrical in some way, because some of the home phones you still have to plug in.
You're right.
It's not very handy at all, to be honest. And I didn't think of that when I sent you the text.
So it actually wouldn't have worked.
It probably wouldn't have worked.
Well done.
Yeah, well done.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.